election coming up. And that's why our political parties have to be busy. They cannot take a break. Sorry, but they can't. Linda Cannon will join us. She's the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. They are very, very busy. They're not taking a break. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 4:30 as we check out the traffic cam stationed all over Southern Nevada. We're getting some heavy volumes in a couple of areas right now. 215 westbound at Green Valley. Also, Interstate 15 northbound at Desert Inn there in the Resort Corridor. Those lane restrictions continue eastern at the 215 interchange, and that's going to be going on for a period of time, several months. Also, some moderate flows right now. 215 south at Windmill, you'll tap the brakes as you work through there. 95 west at Decatur. And remember the overnight road work, which is taking place. That's on Blue Diamond Road eastbound near the Interstate 15 northbound off-ramp.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Interesting comments made over the weekend by SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. He did an interview on ESPN Radio, and he said his concern for the college football season is, quote, high to very high. And he went on to say, quote, we are running out of time to correct and get things right. The SEC, along with the ACC and Big 12, are expected to make some type of announcement by the end of this month on what the college football season is going to look like, including whether or not they are going to play non-conference games. Last week, the Big Ten Conference was first, and then they were followed by the Pac-12 Conference in announcing that fall sports would only play conference games.
This sports flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you're in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal case, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P. sent you.
Very few vehicles can do more than the 2020 Land Rover Discovery Sport. From conquering the world's urban to not-so-urban obstacles, no other vehicle in its class is more capable than the Discovery Sport. And with 0% interest financing currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, now is the right time to own yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition. By the way, I want to thank our chief engineer, Eric Klaus, who is an absolute friggin' genius. hooking up stuff and getting this talk back and a lot of different little bells and whistles that is so cool. You know, by the way, thank you, Eric. I appreciate your work over the weekend. I want to tell you that people forget that I know when we're dealing with bars closing and all kinds of other stuff going on around us, the surge and the coronavirus, I know that there's a tendency to think, well, I guess stuff's just going to kind of come to a screeching halt. The political parties can't do that. They've got an election coming up on November 3rd, a presidential election, an election for assembly and state senate and different offices they're going to be contested one way or another. And the question is, do you win them or do you lose them? And there is losing is not an option. I'll leave it at that. Linda Cannon is a great example. She's the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party and joins us. Linda, it's been a while. Good to have you on.
It has been, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Now, a lot of organizations have kind of gone underground, but your Clark County Republican Party has not done that. Tell us about some of the stuff you guys have been up to just in the last 5 to 6 weeks.
Wow. It's been busy, Kevin. By law, we have to have a convention by a certain time of the year before the state convention. We managed to put that together and got very fortunate, and we were able to find a venue to do that. A lot of preparation goes into that, starting with the precinct meetings that we did back in February. So the coordination for all of that is just amazing. You wouldn't imagine. So it keeps us very, very busy and on our toes, and the whole time we're working on that, we're soliciting donations to try to get through the legal ramifications of what we do and get ready for, as you just mentioned, an election. This is a busy, busy year for us.
Let me ask you, what are the things that a county party does that, say, a state doesn't or the RNC? I mean, we hear all about the RNC doing this and the RNC doing that and parachuting folks into our state. Can you talk a little bit about the role of the Clark County Republican Party?
Kevin, thank you for asking, because that is a critical piece that so many of us don't understand, and it's a little convoluted. I'm happy to address that. I'd like to start with the RNC. They have joined this year with the Trump campaign, so they are called the Trump Victory Campaign. They're working hand in hand because our president is our only candidate. Money to the RNC, of course, supports that, and we encourage that for people to be a part of that. Money comes from the RNC to the state level, and the state focuses on, particularly if we have a gubernatorial race, they'll focus somewhat on the races for the Senate or for, as representatives, people who go to Washington, D.C. to represent the state. The county party is where we do the work for the people who go to Carson City. We try to raise money for them. We do call banks for them. We try to help them with any aspect of the campaign that they need, managing some data, giving them some data. That all happens through the county party. So money that gets to the county party is helping change the legislature. And anybody who's watching what's going on right now with this special session knows we have to do that. We absolutely have to do that. We need everybody to be participating. We need to support the Republicans we have. And we've got some really good candidates that we need to get elected and take back some of those seats, because we are in a minority position. And that's not a good place to be in this environment.
Now, again, Linda Cannon joining us, vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. One of the criticisms of the Clark County Republican Party over the last few years has been, you know, are they really viable? Are they really, can they make a difference in this race, in that race? Can you talk a little bit as we approach 2020? We've been talking about this for a couple of years now.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the changes in the party and what you folks have done to really change things around?
I can. Thank you for asking, Kevin. The party's had some challenges. We've had some leadership challenges over the years. It happens. We have to be very careful when, like we say, every election has consequences. I think this time around, our slate was elected a year ago this month, and I think it's made quite a difference. We've gone a long way to professionalizing the meetings so that we can get more people involved and they can actually participate in the meeting without putting up with all the distractions that were happening in the room. We have raised money. We were working out a great data system that we can help the candidates with. We are actually doing some counseling with some of the candidates in terms of helping them understand what needs to happen in a campaign at the assembly level, especially and greatly to in the state Senate races. These candidates are usually, or a lot of them are first-time candidates. They've never run a campaign. They don't know what it takes, and assembly especially doesn't raise much money. So they're not likely to go to one of the local campaign consultants and get help. They just can't afford it. So we've been doing a lot more of that in this particular race, working directly with candidates and giving them advice. We have our largest fundraiser coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. I thought you'd never ask, Kevin.
I knew somehow you'd sneak this in. And I'm glad you did.
Yes. At the Ahern Hotel at 300 West Sahara, we're going to have our Lincoln Day dinner that normally is done, obviously, in February during Lincoln's birthday. But because of scheduling conflicts and the COVID shutdown, I think this is our third date, Kevin, and it's going to happen this time.
It's going to happen, damn it.
That's right. That's right. Come hell or high water, we're going to be there. And interestingly enough, most of the people who are coming have bought VIP tickets. Because there are people in this community who are concerned about what's happening in that legislature, and they want to help. We don't anticipate that it's going to be a huge turnout, not like in years past, because a lot of people are still very nervous about coming out because of the virus. We've even had some people buy tables, and they're not coming at all. So,
can I tell you, though, I think there is also a hunger to get out and reconnect with people that you have not seen in 2 or 3 months.
And, I agree.
And there's a point at which people, when you see the smiles on their faces at the Lincoln Day dinner, you're going to end up seeing a lot of people that have had a hunger for just reaching out and touching somebody, which is really, really cool, and to do it with social distancing.
Absolutely. And fortunately, we have plenty of room to do that in this facility. We will not be filling half of the facility. So, and we've worked with them. We did our convention there. They've gone out of their way to help us meet all of the criteria that's required so that people can come in and feel as safe as possible. Really cool technology for killing virus on clothing and people as they come in. They can walk through this I think they're calling it, I'm calling it a booth, but it's really more like an open cube. And it's amazing. They have really done a great job to make people comfortable. But to your point, Kevin, we had a pancake breakfast that was not well advertised. We did it on fairly short notice, weekend before last, 4th of July, in fact, on a Saturday morning. We had, I'd say roughly 100 people, so happy to see their neighbors, smiling. People hung around after breakfast, walked up and down in the tents, greeting people. You're right. People are hungry to get out and see each other again.
So give me the basics of who's speaking, day, time, the whole thing, and the venue in particular so that folks can write it down.
Absolutely. People can go to our website, and that is clarkgop.org. It's Clark, like the county, GOP.org, to buy tickets. We have Burgess Owens as our main speaker. Phenomenal man, phenomenal Republican, good Christian, has done a lot of interesting work in his life. He's an author, obviously a Super Bowl. He wears a Super Bowl ring. I'm not a football person, so that was not something that was real high on my radar, but I've known who he is as an advocate for several years. Just won his primary. He's running for representative running for Congress in Utah. So we are thrilled to have Burgess come and speak with us. Our own Mark Amadei is going to be our master of ceremonies. And if you haven't heard Mark speak, Mark is just fun. Mark always brings humor to whatever he does, and we're always happy to have him down here, even though he lives in the north part of the state. He makes a lot of trips down here to help out the party. So it's going to be a fun evening. It's going to be an interesting evening. We have a beautiful VIP room upstairs, and it starts, the VIP room starts, opens at 5 o'clock in the evening.
And this is the 18th, then, right?
I'm sorry?
This is the 18th?
It is the 18th, this Saturday, July 18th, yes, at the Ahern Hotel, which used to be the Golden Dragon on Sahara. People may remember it as the Golden Dragon. So, yes, we'll be gathering there for our VIP, and then at 7 o'clock, we kick off the dinner and the regular program when you'll get to hear Mark Amadei speak and Burgess Owens. So we're anticipating a fun night. People have been very receptive. And we're so grateful to the community for coming out and supporting us. We do have room, though. We have lots of room left. The facility's large enough that we are nowhere near 50%. So if people haven't bought tickets and want to join us, go on our website at clarkgop.org. Call any of us. I'm happy to give you my phone number. Call me. I'll get you a ticket. We're just happy to have people participate, and it's critical. We have no time to waste. No time to equivocate. We have got to make changes in the state legislature. I've been talking with some of the legislators, and obviously they're frustrated, too. They're in a minority position. That's a tough position to be in when you're negotiating, and there's a lot of negotiating going on, even rumors of a second special session coming up. None of it's good for Republican values, none of it.
I want to ask you about fundraising. And,
yes.
And in particular, the whole notion, in fact, I had candidates that participated in the primary. They both won and they lost.
Okay.
But they all said raising money was just impossible during this Sisolak shutdown. Can you talk a little bit about from a party standpoint?
Well, it's very frustrating, and I'm glad you brought that up because, as I said, especially the races in the state do not raise large amounts of money anyway. But in this environment where they cannot get out and gather people together to do rallies or fundraisers, they're really hurting for cash. Yeah. The business community has been reluctant, too, because they've been hit in the wallet. And they have been reluctant to let go of any cash for our candidates. So many of them are not doing well, which is why it's so critical that we raise money this weekend to be able to provide some of the services that they would otherwise have to pay for. We have a call center we'll be opening hopefully in the next week or two, and yeah. It'll be in the same building where our office is. We've already negotiated space, so we can help do some polling and get some
So in other words, Linda, you folks are going to be like way, way busy. I'm way over time. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you guys, Kevin. Have
a lot of fun on Saturday night. It's going to be big.
Thank you. We
will talk again soon. Thanks so much.
Take care.
That's Linda Cannon, Vice Chair of the Clark County Republican Party. As we continue right here, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
No Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Are you suffering from neuropathy? Do you experience stabbing pain, numbness, tingling, or a burning sensation in your feet or hands? Are you longing to get the relief you desperately need? If you've been diagnosed with neuropathy or experiencing pain or numbness in your feet or hands, pick up the phone and call Dr. Josh Purcell, D.C. at 702-500-0839 for a free neuropathy seminar. Spots are limited and this seminar will fill up, so call now, 702-500-0839. Our treatments focus on helping your nerves to heal, not just masking your pain with addictive medications. There's no surgery and no use of prescription drugs. So pick up the phone right now and call for a free neuropathy seminar, 702-500-0839. Once again, there are limited spots and this seminar will fill up, so call now, 702-500-0839.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19, paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas is turning 22 this month. Since opening in 1998, the house has provided a home away from home for more than 5,000 families who traveled to the Valley seeking medical care for their sick children. Help the house celebrate their 22nd birthday by making a $22 donation, ensuring the organization can continue supporting families with sick children for 20-plus more years. Head to rmhlv.org to donate.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Stick around. Coming up in our next hour, Scott Hammond will join us from Carson City. Also, Jared Fisher, owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. We'll do that and more coming up. We are way, way, way behind as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do.
At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
Uh-oh. Embarrassed about your ugly fungal-infected feet? You bet you are. And you have been buying those rotten antifungal products. See, nothing happens. They just sit there and don't work.
Of course they don't. But a new breakthrough discovery is now being marketed as Bye-Bye Fungus. And it is the answer to your problem. Bye-Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by dermatologists to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-Bye Fungus is budget-friendly, painless, has no hideous side effects, and it's as easy to apply as nail polish. But above all else, it's effective. So effective, it's patented. Call 1-800-258-3635 and ask us for Bye-Bye Fungus. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say Bye-Bye Fungus, hello sandals.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Monday. There's so much going on. The special session is back underway, and hopefully in our next half hour, we'll get a chance to visit with Scott Hammond, the state senator from District 18. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Always good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you.
You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.